USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is meeting with private sector leaders to discuss modernizing U.S. infrastructure to handle cybersecurity threats. Speaking at the White House, Biden saying roughly 500,000 cybersecurity jobs around the United States remain unfilled. The withdrawal of American citizens and vulnerable Afghans from Afghanistan is continuing. This comes as the White House says it's still on track to meet President Biden's August 31st deadline to pull out the remaining American forces from the country. Republican Senator from Tennessee, Marsha Blackburn, is no fan of the Biden administration's handling of the Afghanistan evacuations.
What is happening is just a dismantling of what we have had with our partners and allies to defend against this war on terror.
USA Radio News.
With raging wildfires and a busy hurricane and storm season, how do you keep your pets safe and sound? I'm Dr. Jose Arce, president of the American Veterinary Medical Association, with a few steps to help stay safe. In a nutshell, make a plan. Build an emergency kit and stay up to date on the latest news. For example, have an evacuation plan with a neighbor or friend, put together an emergency kit with several days' food, medicine, first aid, and grooming items, and tune into the latest news and weather so you know what's in store. It is important to make sure your pet has all their tags and IDs and keep a recent photo of your pet on hand just in case. Be sure to microchip your pet in the event you get separated and check with your veterinarians for more information on how to prepare. Be sure to log on to avma.org for more valuable information about pets and disaster preparedness planning. That's avma.org.
Arguments in a trial over Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' ban on mask mandates are ending. Jennifer Gillen, the parent of two children with special needs, says she's seen the stress wearing a mask puts on her kids.
I have to make the health care decisions for my children. That is my American right. Whenever given a chance, I stand for the flag. Put my hand on my heart because we have American men and women who have fought and died for our freedom.
DeSantis believing schools or school districts should not be putting in mask mandates. Rather, that choice should be left up to the parent to decide for their child. Former President Trump's Remain in Mexico policy will be reinstated after the Supreme Court refused a request from the Biden administration to block a lower court's ruling requiring that the policy be put back in place. The Supreme Court deciding that the Biden administration's appeal was unlikely to succeed on the merits of its claim. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Senate Minority Leader and Kentucky Republican Senator Mitch McConnell is in his home state promoting the work he and Kentucky Republican Congressman Andy Barr did in Congress to address the opioid crisis. But Senator McConnell also takes a moment to encourage his constituents to get the coronavirus vaccine.
90% of the people in the hospitals in Kentucky and around the country have one thing in common. They're unvaccinated. So, if you know somebody who's not vaccinated, for goodness sake, get vaccinated.
McConnell also talks about how someone recovering from an opioid addiction can get back to normal life.
What needed to be done to get people successfully through the transition and back into a normal life, which means a job.
Remembrance is continuing to come in as a legendary rock band loses one of its members.
The man whose beats power the music of the Rolling Stones has died. Charlie Watts, drummer of the group since 1963, died Tuesday in a London hospital surrounded by his family, according to a statement from his spokesperson. Watts' playing style was a blend of jazz, swing, and R&B that powered the Rolling Stones' blues-infused rock. Watts played on every Stones album and was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with the group in 1989. Charlie Watts was 80. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.